Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Tender love, tender love, love so tender.
Love me tender, love me sweet.
Cause you're my tender brownie.
Cause you're my tender. Oh, how dare I forget? We are 40 minutes away from giving you a trip to Florida.
Oh, how'd you forget that, dude?
I don't know. I'm forgetful lately. Nice. Very forgetful. Should we hook up Kid Nation with the songs they need to know?
Oh, yes.
Right now, before we talk to Elena? Yeah. Yeah, we'll do that right now. We'll give you the clip. This is the clip you need to know to win the trip to Florida.
You used to.
I pray.
YCA.
Now we're here.
The only hint I can give you is that it's Drake and there's four songs.
Yeah, okay, four. Well,
four songs. I'll play it again for you one more time.
You used to.
I pray.
YCA.
Now we're here.
It's a tricky one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Four songs this time.
It sounds good. Mm-hmm. I'll blend it together like that. Mm. And now, we'll give that away in 40
tender
minutes.
Tender love.
Elena Davies in studio with us right now. How are you doing behind the Jenna jungle?
I'm great. Just looking at flowers not given to me.
Right? Yeah, Jenna's got two sets.
Yeah,
dozen roses.
Look at
thank
that.
You. Must chocolate. Be nice.
Yeah. You got something, though, didn't you?
You know what? I did get something.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
It was a surprise. So yesterday when I was up at the studio, I got a text message from FedEx saying that I had a delivery, which I normally don't get.
Right.
And I actually have most of my packages sent to the studio.
I'm just bringing it over to Show Kid TV.
Yeah, if you're watching on Kid TV.
Wow. It's the biggest teddy bear I've ever
giant,
seen.
Giant. Literally larger than me as a human.
It is about a 6'1", 6'2" teddy bear, maybe?
It's so
I know,
big.
Shorter than that.
Did they even have that in the box, or did I just walk in with it so
okay.
We can wrap it?
So I get this text, and I was really confused because I only get FedEx notifications when I get something delivered to my place.
Yeah.
And I was like, who has my home address? Like, I recently moved. It's like, nobody should have this. So I was a little freaked out for about an hour.
Yeah.
And then I followed the tracking number, and it was showed it was delivered here, just not actually here, on the other side of the building. So I was like, oh, I'll go grab it. So I kind of went on an adventure to find this package.
Yeah.
I located it. It is a giant box.
Mm.
And I am so ambitious and an independent woman who don't need no man. And thought, I'll just walk that down to the studio by myself, no problem. It's like almost 30 pounds.
Mm.
And I am struggling. I haven't worked out since the year 2015. And I am truly just struggling getting this thing down here. And I open it up, and it is a vacuum pack sealed package inside.
Oh, yeah. You know what happens when you open those.
Yeah. If you follow me on Snapchat or Instagram, you have seen the big reveal. But it, and Greg Jake was helping me open it, and he undid it, and it just like popped out.
Oh, it exploded, basically.
It exploded, yes. And it is a literally giant bear. Anna, our video girl who does TV, took a picture of me sitting next to it. And it is truly larger
who
than me.
Who sent it to you?
Do we know who sent it?
I do know who sent it.
Uh-huh.
It's this guy who has, you know, y'all know when I went to Steamboat, right? I told you my adventure to go to this.
When you went by yourself.
Music festival went.
But you got a ride.
From a stranger, yeah. I showed up at this music festival by myself in Colorado, last minute trip, at the beginning of January. And apparently this guy that plays in one of the bands that was playing there saw me.
What?
And apparently we like made eye contact after another one of my friend's shows.
You got chose.
And I didn't really remember this moment necessarily.
Oh,
but he did, and so when I returned...
And he thought you did.
Yeah, she didn't.
When I returned home from Steamboat, I go through the hashtags on Instagram and the geotag, and I'm just kind of liking things that I see on there.
Yeah.
And apparently I like some of his posts. I didn't know him or that we had this eye contact moment.
Yeah, you
moment.
Did. That was love
and,
at first sight for him.
I guess for him. And he screenshot it, posted on Instagram, was like, oh my gosh, hashtag that one girl from Steamboat like my posts. And starts, follows me on everything, goes to my Twitter and starts tweeting at me constantly or tweeting about me constantly.
In a flattering way or kind of like
a tweet relationship?
I mean, it was very flattering.
Okay.
It was slightly weird because a lot of the tweets were not even at me, like tagged me. They were just
about you?
About me, or he would hashtag my name.
Wow.
And so I think he was just really excited that he, because I guess he had this moment and didn't know who I was. And then here I am liking his pictures on Instagram.
So, investigation.
This is a romantic comedy
When are you going to see him again? Or have you already?
This just happened.
Yeah, you just got the bear.
I did just get the bear yesterday. I wasn't expecting it at all. So I guess he Googled the address here. Yeah.
That's a really nice gift.
It's extremely nice.
And those are expensive.
Super expensive. I'm not going to lie and pretend like I didn't Google how much that cost.
How much did that cost?
You Googled.
Yeah.
How do y'all do that?
It was like a
cause know.
We're girls. We have to know.
How much am I worth to you, basically, you know?
It came with another little bear or pillow, too, that was a heart. And it, from what I found, on sale, it was $168.
On sale, yeah.
$168
plus shipping.
Plus shipping.
Plus 2-day shipping, and it was signature required. So I think that costs more because they get notified when you.
So $200, two bills.
So yeah, a solid $200 spent on me from this guy that I don't know. And then, he's 21.
So?
I know.
Hey, when a young buck shows you he's romantic, it only gets better from there.
It was so thoughtful. It definitely made my day. I was not expecting it at all. And
what a stud.
Yeah.
That's a pretty baller move.
That is very baller.
Especially when you're 21.
Does that change your plans for tonight?
No.
What are you doing tonight?
I think I actually might go speed dating.
Oh, it laid up.
Oh, don't do that.
Are you going to take the bear with you?
Maybe. Catch me on the HOV lane with that thing. It's huge.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let it live in my car.
So they have speed dating on Valentine's?
Yeah. I think it's hilarious. So I'm just going to go for fun, maybe.
You're going to go speed dating? You going to call the dude that sent you the bear or no?
I'm sure she already
has. Do you have his number?
I thanked him properly.
Okay.
I was very gracious. Oh,
really? Properly. Right.
Anything to make you smile. I said, well, it worked. Thank you so much.
Look at what a stud. What a great move.
It's a baller move.
It is a baller move.
He made eye contact with you at his show and then found you, found where you work, and sent you a present.
You need to hire him for the Lone Wolf and Rooster Detective Agency.
That'd be your first employee. He'll find your bounce house.
Yeah, they will.
Right.
Look at him, Al. That's who you need to get right there.
That's a bad move. Yeah, I like it. Well, how did he do it with anybody else?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. How many other girls did he send giant bears to?
Probably not that many.
Yeah.
And by not many, I mean you're probably the only one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's reassuring. I'll get him in contact with you if you want to.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
We had one case.
You're done.
Yeah.
And retired.
Yeah.
If it were a small bear, I would think, oh no, he sent a bunch of girls. But the big bear.
Big bear.
Yeah, that's a lot of trouble.
It is.
Got Elena getting courted.
All right.
Is he your kind of guy, though, looks wise?
I don't even know that I have a type. People have been asking me lately, and I've really only dated one guy.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what my type is.
Look at that.
He actually is, I think he is half black, though.
Oh, there you go.
Or at least black, light skin, something. Yeah. So there's that.
That's right.
My ex was half black.
I think there might even be a little bit of Asian.
They might even throw in an Asian.
That's right. Congratulations, Elaine. Good luck with speed dating.
Thank you so much. I need it.
Yeah, if anybody knows a singer or the guy that in the band, that tell him that Elena's going to be speed dating if he wants to go past him. If he wants to do that. We do have a love letter to Kelly if we want to help out some people in love here,
all
Kelly.
Right.
We're doing it every day this week. Special Valentine's Day edition of Love Letters to Kelly next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
In 20 minutes, we will ask you to tell us what songs are in this montage.
You used to.
I pray.
Trip a day to FLA. Tell us what songs are in there and you'll be on your way.
All right.
Rhymed it.
Wow.
Didn't even mean to, Kelly.
It's all those years listening to Eminem. It paid off.
Eminem runs in my blood.
I guess it does, dude.
We're about to get to a love letter to Kelly because we're doing it every day this week since it's Valentine's Day week. But this is a text, sick letters to Kelly.
Sick letters?
Yeah. I listen to your show every morning. This morning, I'm super sick in bed, but I remember Kelly saying on a show a while back a type of medicine that's great for helping with symptoms of a cold until it passes. What was that?
Advil Cold and Sinus.
That's the one that helps you?
That's what I give. I tell all my friends, and they love it. Your wife is one of the converts.
Yeah.
Advil Cold and Sinus. But I think you have to get it from the pharmacist because I don't think they sell it in the front side of the counter. It's one of those things you have to get from behind
sign
the counter.
For it, so
I
got you. Because
yeah. It's got the decongestant in it.
Right.
And all those kids making meth in the garage ruined it for everybody else.
Thanks, Breaking Bad.
Jerks. Yeah, it's just I don't get paid by them. But this, I was suffering from sinus and cold, and I went to a pharmacist. I was like, what can you recommend? I'm dying. And he said, this is it. And
my wife gave it to me the other day. I was having some allergies, and boom.
Yeah.
It definitely worked, yeah. There you
know,
go.
I'm normally not into natural remedies, but my girlfriend and I, for the last few months, and I haven't been sick, knock on wood, whenever I'm feeling bad, I take a shot of ginger and lemon, very condensed, and I don't really believe in that kind of stuff.
No, it works.
But there's something about it. It just burns the whole way down, and it feels like it's cleaning you up.
Yeah.
I know. Anytime I'm feeling a little run down, I'll ginger. My girlfriend will swallow a whole thing of garlic.
There is absolutely something to that.
There is.
But if I got a sinus headache, I ain't got time to drink ginger. Yeah. I want an Advil cold sinus because that knocks it out. So there you go.
Boom. Got and it. If you're feeling a little bit like your stomach's getting a little sick, Fernet, that alcohol I told you about.
Oh, really?
Works magic. You got to be 21
stomach
and up.
Upset?
Yeah.
Alcohol would make you worse.
No, it's Fernet. It like coats your stomach. There's something hardcore in there that helps. Yeah. But I've tried it a couple times and it's worked.
Man, look at us.
Take your word for
Fernet.
It.
Throwing out the scripts.
Yeah. We got you. All right. Let's get to a love letter here.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This is a tricky one and kind of a downer on V-Day.
Great.
This weekend, I tried to leave my husband after 3 years of marriage. I literally had my car packed and asked him to meet me somewhere. Once I broke the news, he begged me to give him one more chance, promising he would change. I let my emotions get the best of me, and now I'm back at home. Did I make the right decision? Does this make me just weak? I'd already mentally prepared to leave, but seeing his reaction, I feel so bad for the way I hurt him. I do want to try to make this work, but I'm having so many conflicting emotions that I don't know what to do. Brittany.
Well, I mean, why not give it another chance? Because if you finally decide to leave for good, then that's it. So why not give it one more now that he knows where your head is?
Yeah.
And see if he really does change. If he doesn't, say, okay, I gave you a big warning before. And now I see it's not happening.
Right.
I'm moving back out. So, yeah, absolutely give it a chance.
Leave
for better, for worse. You know, but there are situations. I got divorced. I got the worst part, and I broke my vows. I got divorced.
Yeah. But you tried. You tried.
You did everything you can.
If you've done everything you can, you've probably emotionally checked out. And but maybe you can just try checking back in for a minute and see if he really does change. Because sometimes a man needs a wake-up call of that magnitude.
Right.
To say, oh my gosh, she's leaving me. Now I've got to straighten up. Because a man will get away with what you let him get away with. A man will let you, he'll go as far as you let him go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Take all the rope.
You got to reel us in.
Yeah.
Because it's true. People quit too easily in marriages.
Yeah.
That's why the divorce rate is so high.
It's
people,
crazy.
I can get divorced. No,
it's just throw away.
Yeah. Don't throw it away like that. You married him for a reason.
I'll tell you what, I'm never getting married again. This is it. This is it.
Two and done, huh?
Yes, that's enough.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Yeah.
This is it for me.
Two's the magic number right there.
That's right.
Yeah.
How many times
I'm changing my lucky number to two.
J-Lo's been married three times, right?
Ohani Noah, Chris Judd,
Mark Anthony.
Mark Anthony.
And that's it.
And she's single now.
Yeah, that's it.
So her next one will be her four, if she gets married again.
Yeah.
She will. Four. She's in love with love.
Big Daddy.
Yeah, two's it for me. I agree with that, Kelly. It's just two. It's too much.
Oh, you're getting married?
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying.
That would be the most you do, Al?
Yeah, yeah.
You've been married once?
Yes.
Yeah.
Once, and if I do go down that aisle again, that road, aisle, whatever.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Till death do us part.
That's right. Forever?
Or divorce.
And a baby.
No.
No, see, no divorce, Al. That's not how you do it. Yeah. Look at Al throwing out maybe two times here.
Right. I said maybe.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, you never say no. Never say never.
I'm a one-fer.
Good.
One time only.
That's fantastic.
That's the ideal.
Very admirable.
You never know what life will bring.
Exactly.
Though, you know? Look at This Is Us, JC. You never know.
Oh, Kelly just gave me some bad news about This Is Us. What was it, Kelly?
Well, I was just reading the exclusive interview with the cast, and they said that about the last four episodes that you're going to need a hug. I don't think that's a spoiler, JC.
Yeah, no, it's not a spoiler. No, no, I wasn't saying that you're spoiling.
They say you are going to need a hug.
After each of the last four episodes?
No, I mean once they wrap this, the current season. Mm.
Kelly says I should Facebook Live.
You should. You should watch it with other listeners who are equally as invested in this emotionally.
Is it tonight?
Yeah, tonight. It's on tonight.
Okay.
You should Facebook Live with people and interact or tweet it. Do you tweet?
No, because I pause it and I'm a little bit behind, so I try to avoid... Because I don't like commercials.
Mm.
But I'm telling you, when I find out...
You gotta do it live if you want to watch it with the fans.
I know. When I find out what happens to Jack, I'm seriously going to be a mess, I think.
Watch the show, but I would personally watch your Facebook Live feed to see you break down like that.
I'm probably going to watch with you. You are? I mean, not with you, but watch.
Real quick before we go, Milo, who plays Jack on the show... He almost left acting. Did you hear that? To do something that has a few less red carpets.
The business starts to wear on the creative and being an artist, and it's difficult. But those two times, I was going to go to auto body school, like automotive repair school.
Look at that.
And just learn how to like really, like I can fix the car, but I was really going to learn how to fix the car. Really fix the car. And then I'm like, nah, I think I'll stick around this acting thing for a little while.
A little longer.
Yeah. At one point, I was gonna move to Italy.
What?
Get a motorcycle, ride around till I found a farm I wanted to work on, and then just work on a farm.
Wow.
He might go down as the greatest TV dad of all time now, as Jack.
And the world's richest farmer.
Yeah.
Formerly Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah, I'm broke. That's the truth. I ain't gonna lie. My celebrity net worth has come down incredibly.
Quite a bit, yeah.
Celebritynetworth.com to see if it's still 5 million.
We need to refresh that thing.
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. Not after this. All right, we got a trip for you to Florida. We'll play you that clip. You got to tell us the four songs in that clip, and you could be on your way. We'll tell you when to call next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
So maybe you're just getting in your car or you're getting to work. Radio's on, mm-hmm. and we're reminding you that it's Valentine's Day. And you say, crap, I forgot. We got you. We got Craigslist Valentine's Day coming up in less than 20 minutes.
How did you forget, fellas?
Come on, we forget sometimes, man.
Yeah, you can't. The grocery store seems to celebrate.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know.
More this holiday than any other holiday. It was crazy.
As soon as the last holiday was over, which was what, New Year's Eve, I guess, or New Year's Day, they started selling it right then.
Man, and you can't, like, I went to Target yesterday, in the front, as soon as you walk in, Valentine's Day. You go to the back of the store, just in case you weren't paying attention, Valentine's Day. Middle of the store, Valentine's Day. But people still forget. We also got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in 40 minutes with Kelly Raspberry.
All right.
If you remember, yesterday, the number one story was Kelly's engagement.
Yes, it was.
Sure was. And we got our Bachelor recap in less than 1 hour with Caroline Craddock. But right now, it's time to give you a trip to Florida. We're going to be sending you to the Tradewinds Island Resorts on St. Pete Beach, Florida's west coast, where you can just let go for 4 days and three nights. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take caller number 13, Kelly's favorite number, and then we'll take it from there. All you got to do is tell us the four songs in this clip right here.
I pray.
We'll play it again for you if you get in. No worries.
All right.
But just a little help right there in advance. And now we got to get. Oh, Kelly, didn't you have a Zodiac thing for Valentine's Day for us?
Yeah, I got, you know, all these dating websites. They do compile data from the people who use it. You know, people who are swiping left all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm not really, I never used Clover. If you're not familiar with my particular love story, I met Alan on Bumble.
Okay.
Which is sort of like Tinder, except with Bumble, the woman has to reach out and makes the, if you match, you both swipe right, the woman has like 24 hours to reach out and communicate with the man
before
the match goes away, unless the man's like, oh, this chick hasn't contacted me. He can extend it for another 24 hours. It sounds more complicated than it is, but that's where we met.
Okay.
But Clover's another dating app, and they looked at their users, over 2.4 million of their users on Clover. I wasn't one of them, but they wanted to see if the astrological signs had anything to do with what makes a match work or not.
Okay.
And they found that as far as people swiping right, Scorpios, Cancers, and Sagittarius signs get the most matches.
Hey.
People swipe right the most.
Oh, really?
Scorpio, Cancer, Sagittarius. That covers not me.
Not me.
I'm Sag.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. It might be a little bit of Asian. Compatible combination on Clover is Scorpio.
Really?
Double Scorpio?
I would think double Scorpio would be stinging each other all the time.
Double stingers.
But they have the more matches than the average.
Okay.
Aries, Capricorn, the least compatible duo. Now, I'm an Aries.
And Alan is?
A Leo.
Okay, you got a lion.
All right, so they said the zodiac signs with the most matches, blah, 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 blah. Scorpio is number one, then Cancer, then Sagittarius, followed by Libra.
That's my wife.
Pisces is fifth.
That's me.
Gemini. Virgo, Capricorn, Taurus, Aquarius, Leo. Aries is the last.
Oh man.
That pained me to say it out loud.
Yeah.
They said that Scorpio matches most with Scorpio, least with Leo. I mean, do you want to? I mean, we do it through all of them.
My mom and dad are Scorpio and Leo.
Cancer matches most with Pisces, least with Gemini. Sagittarius most with Gemini, least with Aries.
Okay. Oh, what? I match least with you?
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry,
Al.
Sorry, Al.
That's why I can never be with you. Libra matches most with Scorpio, least with Aries. And see, my daughter's a Libra.
Mm. Yeah.
But I'm an Aries, and we were talking about our relationship the other day, and she said, you know, we yell at each other a lot, but that's how we communicate, my daughter said to me.
That's what she said?
I'm like, get out of it, you know, that kind of thing, yeah. So I guess maybe in relationships, not just love, Libra and Aries kind of bash a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Pisces matches most with Scorpio, least with Aries. Aries is like on the,
not
we don't mesh
any.
Well with anybody.
No way.
Gemini, most with Sagittarius, least with Aries. Virgo, most with Sagittarius, least with Aries. Capricorn, most with Cancer, least with Aries.
What is up with the Aries?
Taurus, most with Taurus. Again, butting heads. Least with Aries.
Wow.
Aquarius, most with Aquarius.
Uh-huh. Are you sure this wasn't written by someone whose heart was broken by an Aries?
Yeah, it started.
Cupid matches. Okay, and as far as Alan, he's a Leo. He matches most with Gemini and least with Aquarius.
Okay, good. At least Aries wasn't in there.
Aries matches, but this is the last one. Aries matches most with Scorpio.
Least?
My ex-husband. And least with Capricorn.
Okay, so you're good.
Yeah.
You're so good. There's that.
Yeah.
Okay. So at least you have the astrology on your side.
I love how the science, when you read your fortune or whatever it is.
Least compatible combination, Aries Capricorn. The very least.
Wow.
Who's a Capricorn that I know?
I don't know. I don't even know when that is.
I don't know.
It's
I'm
late
so
December,
bad with
early January.
I know there was a shift too. Like some people's signs
with birthdays,
changed.
Yeah.
I don't believe in the shift. I think it is what it is.
It should be.
You're not going to come around and tell me. I've like, you put so much identity into your astrological sign. I got like the Aries little symbols on jewelry and stuff. And then you're going to come along and say, oh, something shifted. You're not an Aries anymore. No.
Right.
Still an Aries. Born Aries. Still.
That's right.
Born Sagittarius. Still.
I love my Leo.
You want a quick, cute love story real quick before we give away this trip?
Of course I do.
There's a 20-year-old woman in England named Jessica who had a bunch of seizures last March. Somehow gave her amnesia. And she couldn't remember anything, including her parents.
Aww.
She had a boyfriend, too. This is like that movie 50 First Dates with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. So she was dating this guy named Rich for about 7 months. Didn't even want to see him. She said it was like a total stranger. He kept coming to see her like they were and looking at her like they were in love. So it was weird for her. Decided to break up with him. So she dumps this guy. Doesn't even know him very well. He convinced her to give him a chance. They went on a bunch of dates, and he took her to all their favorite restaurants again to see if it would jog her memory. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But what did happen?
She fell in love again.
She fell in love again with Rich.
Aww.
Yeah. She says Rich was so patient and nice to her that it was not hard for her to fall for him. And her doctors still don't know if she'll ever get her memory back. And there's a chance that this could all happen again. And Rich said he would do it all over again.
Aww.
That is going to be made into a movie. Like, this is real life.
Already made it.
Yeah.
and the bonus part is she forgot all the bad stuff that he did before she got
exactly, married. Man. Well, if you're like the worst boyfriend ever, like, now you could be the best boyfriend ever.
You don't remember that, man? Oh, we're good.
Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
Cute little love story for you on your Valentine's Day.
All right.
Now let's give away this trip. Playing 6 seconds from the beach.
Our producer man in here.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Cheddar?
Well, before you start, do they have to get them in the correct order or not?
No, I think just...
As long as they have the songs, right?
I've written these down because I know some Drake songs, so okay. I think I know. I don't... They don't have to be in the right order as long as they list them off, right?
It's up to you. It's up to you guys.
I say as long as they get the four songs in that clip, they should be okay.
Okay.
Right. That's my humble opinion.
Okay.
Sounds good. I'm good with it.
All right, buddy.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Just had to get the rules in here.
Well, Tedder's just always looking at the law, man.
Yeah, he just wants to give it away. He just wants everybody to be a winner like we do.
I mean, if you know the four, you know the four.
Yeah.
Hi, Jessica.
It's hard.
Hello.
How you doing this morning, Jessica?
Good.
So what are you up to right now? Are you going to work?
Yeah, I am going to work.
Okay.
What do you do?
I actually work at a daycare.
Oh, really? Ooh. Taking care of the little one.
You listen to a lot of Drake at daycare?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Good.
No. We listen to country.
Aww.
He doesn't have as much bad language.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Good.
All right, well, you know how the rules work. We're going to play you the clip. After I play you the clip, you will have 6 seconds to tell us the four songs in that montage. If you get it correct, you'll be on your way to Florida, okay?
All right.
All right. Here is your montage.
You used to.
I pray.
You have 6 seconds starting now.
Hotline Bling, Too Good, One Dance, Fake Love.
That is incorrect, aww, Jessica. I am so sorry. I know.
Oh, Jeff.
I know. But
if it had been some Garth, you would have been on it.
All over the place. Jessica, thank you for playing, okay?
Thank you.
All right, take care of those little kids. Man. That's what happens. I blame the kids.
Don't blame the children.
Can't listen to Drake at work. It's to blame the kids. Lauren.
Yes?
Guess what?
What?
You are going to get a shot at winning this trip to Florida.
Oh, my God.
I know. You've been on hold. You're waiting. Hopefully, you got these four songs. I'm going to play you the clip, and then after that, you have 6 seconds to tell us the songs, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here is the montage.
You used to.
I pray.
Your 6 seconds starts now.
Okay. I know it's One Dance.
It took a little too long there.
Yeah, dive right in.
Yeah. Took a little longer there, Lauren.
Got to spit it out in 6 seconds.
I know it's tough. Once you get going, you know, you get nervous.
It's tough for sure, but thank you guys for having me on the show.
You're so sweet.
Happy Valentine's Day, babe.
So sweet.
Happy Valentine's Day.
All right.
Oh, sweet thing.
Man. All right. Josh.
Yes, sir.
What's up, dude?
How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
What are you up to right now, bro?
I was driving to work, but I had to pull over.
That's good. Good job.
You think you got this?
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay. We're going to play you that clip again, and then you got 6 seconds. Here is the clip.
You used to.
I pray.
Josh, you have 6 seconds starting now.
Is it the motto, One Dance, Hotline Bling, and Started from the Bottom?
That is 100% yes, sir.
Josh.
That's what I got.
My man, Josh.
Men really do win on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Josh, you're a real dude and everything?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Josh, do you have a lady in your life?
Yes, ma'am. I have a wife. We've been married for 3 years.
Awesome. Aww. Well, maybe you get to take her on this trip. And you're actually going to have two more tickets, right? Because this is for four.
Yeah, it's trip for four.
Yeah, so think about who you want to take. This is going to be a nice little Valentine's surprise for her because you're headed to Tradewinds Islands Resorts on St. Pete Beach. That's Florida's West Coast. You're going to let go for 4 days and three nights. 14 dining options.
Whoa.
Casual to fine, yes. And some on the beach, which is awesome. There's an activity center, so there's dive-in movie nights. I guess watching movies in the water. 5 pools with an adults-only pool.
Ooh. Oh, adults only.
And they're even pet friendly.
You know what that means.
Oh, you know what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No drinks.
You know.
So maybe a couple's trip?
Yes, probably.
Hey, Josh, you got to be completely honest with us here. Was this your last ditch effort to get a Valentine's Day present?
Well... Kind of, but not really. I mean, we're going to Vegas in a month, so
Okay.
Kind of adds to that.
That's the good part about a trip.
Yeah.
You can say, hey, we're going. You still got another 30 days to go ahead and make good.
Right. What's your favorite thing about your wife, Josh?
Ooh.
There's a lot of love about her. Hard to pick just one thing.
Good answer, Josh.
No, that's not a good answer. Women want specifics.
Yeah, but like exactly what?
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Doesn't cut it.
As usual, Josh, our answer is not good enough.
Yeah, you're going to have to give us
everything
one thing.
Everything isn't enough.
Yeah, all right. You got to give us one thing for Kelly and Jenna.
Oh, you're digging a deep hole, buddy.
Yep.
Come on, Josh, you can do it. Josh, one thing.
You've been with this woman for a long time.
One good thing. 3 years.
I guess.
Three years.
Her love for other people.
There you go. Her love for other people.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Kelly and Jenna, what do y'all think?
That's right.
Oh, boy.
Took you that long to come up with that.
Josh, don't mind the ladies.
I didn't criticize. I don't have a man, so they're doing something right.
Right.
But it took a minute.
You guys have fun out in Vegas and then on your trip to Florida, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Josh. Cool, calm, collected, Josh is.
Josh, what do you love about Kinsey? Go.
Josh is really struggling.
Right? I love her sense of humor. I love that she's funny without trying. I love her laugh, even though I make fun of it. Secretly, I love it.
See how easy it is for you just to rattle things off?
And none of those were physical.
I love that when we kiss, it's like a puzzle piece
that
fits just right.
Oh, I love that too.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you love the most?
And I love her butt.
She does have a great
Kinsey
butt.
Got a...
I was looking at her butt when we were on vacation, the family vacation. I'm like, Kinsey's got a good butt.
She does.
Yeah, she does.
Every time she walks by after she gets out of the shower, I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
That's a butt.
Good butt.
Al?
I love that her butt looks almost like Kinsey's.
No, not my wife.
I mean, yes. That's what I love about my girl. Her butt looks almost like Kinsey's.
Oh, my gosh.
Pig.
Bro.
Wow.
Pig.
Almost like Kinsey's.
I'll take the compliment from my wife, though. Thank you very much.
That's like the time that he rated me higher than what he gave her.
That's bad.
It's bad.
All right.
Al, what'd you get her for Valentine's?
Flowers.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're giving another trip away tomorrow.
So far.
And if Al hasn't bought her a present. We got you, Big Al Mac.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's Day.
Dang, I said
Christmas. I held back.
I know you did.
No.
I said it the Kelly way, I think. I didn't mean to. All right, we got your the perfect gift for your loved one. We found him on Craigslist. We will share those gifts with you, Kid Nation, next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Getting a lot of text messages. You know, people are tuning in. Maybe missed the news yesterday. Kelly, can we hear the short story of Kelly's engagement? We missed it. We'll do one better for you. You can go to the website, kidnation.com. We got the whole video up.
Mm-hmm. Now, the video is a little bit edited, and then they have the audio, which is the very lengthy. I was very long-winded yesterday.
Oh, you were excited.
I was excited. But there's a lot.
You had to give the full play-by-play.
Yeah.
It was a lot. Yeah, it was the full, very full play-by-play.
There's pictures, everything. Alan had
so go to kidnation.com and there's a link to the video and to the full-length audio.
And the pictures are so cool because Kelly had no idea there was a photographer.
Right. I didn't. I'm just wandering around, and it's so funny in hindsight because everybody's like, didn't you notice a photographer's following you?
No.
I'm like, no, if you don't know to look for it. And plus, it was at a tourist spot and people had cameras.
Exactly.
I didn't think that anybody was taking my picture.
And even like the tourist cameras now look like the super expensive photographer cameras.
Yeah,
like the ones that they use. Before we get into Craigslist Christmas, Valentine's, Al, what are you up to for Valentine's Day? You going to just FaceTime with the girl?
Yeah, I guess we will, but I got a little deal at the bar going on. She's got a study, so nothing big.
Oh, yeah, you're having a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
Kelly, what are you and Alan doing?
Well, he made reservations for dinner tonight, and I told him, I said, sweetie, honestly, if you want to cancel, we did huge on Saturday night with the engagement.
Yeah.
If you want to chill, he's like, well, I really wanted a steak. So we're going out to dinner tonight.
Jenna, are you going to do a Galentine's? That's a popular thing to do on Valentine's Day.
No, I'm different. I think that Valentine's is great if you have someone to share it with.
Yeah.
But to me, right now, it's just another day. So I'm getting my hair, some hair colored and some hair waxed. That's my plan for today. So I just kind of go through it like it's a regular day for
Perfect.
Me. I don't do the whole like singles awareness, Galentine's, not my thing.
Yeah, what about you, dog? You and the kids?
We usually, my wife and I will go out with the kids. We'll have dinner with the kids. We involve them with Valentine's Day. And
there
then our plan is to go back home and watch This Is Us and cry a little bit.
on Facebook Live, please?
I will try to Facebook Live. If I get back in time when it starts, I will Facebook Live.
You can still Facebook Live in your real time.
As I'm
that
watching?
That way you can fast forward. Yeah.
I'll Facebook Live tonight during This Is Us.
Yay!
Hopefully we don't find out what happens to Jack, because I'm going to be a mess. But if you forgot to get your loved one a Valentine's Day present, yeah, we got you hooked up. It's time for...
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's.
Sorry.
How about a chocolate candle for Valentine's Day, you guys?
A chocolate candle?
Yes, it's a great gift idea.
Sexy candle?
So it melts and you eat it?
I don't know.
It smells like
it. Pour it.
Here's what it looks like. It looks like chocolate dessert, but it's a candle. Huh. The perfect gift if your loved one doesn't like chocolates or is on a diet. You can also put your lover's initial on it for $15 to make it more special. I got to get rid of these because my kids are eating them. $12.
Okay.
That's not a bad idea right there.
Edible? $3 for the engraved, yeah, the initial.
Definitely not edible. It's wax.
You can always watch the pictures of these on Kid TV while we're talking about them, too.
Yeah. Oh, here comes the song again.
Here we go.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's.
Bowling balls.
Yeah.
25 each or 50 for all three. They're all 14 pounds. Each ball has the same removable thumb sleeve. You'd have to get a new insert drilled. Hopefully the thumb will work fine for you.
Definitely.
And only have to re-drill the fingers. My son's using heavier equipment, in case you were wondering.
Oh, really? That's good for him.
Yeah, we were wondering.
I saw a dude last time I went bowling. He was putting the pinky in the hole. Because normally you do these, the middle two fingers, but he was doing the pinky in the hole.
Oh,
and he was doing
different techniques.
Yeah.
That's my pinky thinking about it.
I know, but he had this crazy spin.
I always suffer bowling ball injuries when I try to bowl, which is why I don't bowl that often.
I don't know what ball I'm supposed to use. You know what I mean? Like, do you use a light one?
I do.
Or...
whatever's easier for you to
how tight on your fingers is it supposed to be?
I use the lightest one I can find where my fingers still fit in the hole.
Yeah.
That's it. I can't. Ooh, I'm not a great bowler.
Bumpers? No bumpers.
No, I don't.
Bumper free.
What's the point?
Bumpers mess me up more.
Yeah.
I do a 16 pound, I think.
Whoa.
That's big, JC. Are you sure?
Yeah. You're down with that 16 pound.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Why are you down my 16 pounds?
Don't be lying about the size of your bowling
ball. You're just rounding up, right?
No, I'm not rounding up. I think you're 16 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Prove it.
What do you use, Al?
I really, honestly, I don't know. That's right. I haven't bowled that much.
We did as a group.
Yeah, we did.
We had a competition. I don't remember how we all did.
I usually do about an 8. All right, I got some here.
All right,
and this gift is not for me.
It's not for Kelly.
No.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's.
Free hot tub.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Free.
Yeah, you got to pick it up.
See, this is the problem. Kelly loves free, but she hates hot tubs.
Oh, yeah.
This is no dilemma for me. This hot tub was installed by the previous owner of my house. I've replaced the blower. I've replaced the motor, the electrical system, the cover, and replaced the headrest.
You got divorced?
I've done everything. But the heater no longer works. It needs to be replaced. It can be purchased for $100.
Easy
it has been well maintained and cleaned regularly. I don't care how much you clean that thing. Says I have all the necessary chemicals, the cleaning supplies, which are also free to the taker of this hot tub. The hot tub has a privacy fence on two sides, two sets of steps available, all free.
Throw in an Asian.
Yeah. I'm told it takes 3 people to move. Now, I'm willing to assist with loading the hot tub, but you are responsible for dismantling and moving it. Free hot tub.
That's all sorts of yeses for me.
Was it Valentine's Day that kid rented the hot tub and brought inside his house years ago?
Yes.
The indoor
and then it
hot
leaked.
Tub. Yeah. Leaked all over his floor.
So that's not good.
Hot tub for Valentine's Day.
I kind of want that thing right there.
I love you, Lex. Little
here, let me give you this to JC.
Right.
I can get a free hot tub. There you go, baby.
Thanks. Have you gone yet, Al?
No. Here we go.
Thank you, Kelly.
How about a full-size coffin / casket ready for fresh upholstery? It's new or unused, as far as we know. Perfect for our theater prop or your own personal pleasure. Hurry, here's the funny line.
Yeah.
Hurry, everyone's dying to get in this.
I see what they did there. That's funny.
Available for only $500.
That's a great deal for casket.
It's a prop.
$500.
Aren't caskets like thousands of dollars?
Well, yeah, but new.
Yeah.
This one, well, this one's new. But
gently used?
Or gently used.
I don't know.
Really, I don't want aren't gently sure. used casket.
No, thank you.
There's no such thing. It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's
Day.
Nick is saying that 16 pounds is way too heavy to bowl with.
That's right. That's you're said, wrong on that, yeah. JC.
On the text, he's saying that. Well, maybe it's 14. Or 12.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember. I knew you were lying about the size of your bowling ball.
How about this? Someone has all of their emotional problems figured out because they are getting rid of their collection of chicken soup books.
Oh, really?
20 takes all.
$20 for the chicken soup?
$20. There's eight. Chicken soup for the preteen soul, teenage soul, teacher soul, all the originals.
Big for a while.
Soul to soul.
Hey, if you're really into collections, I'll see your chicken soup books, Jenna, and I'll up you the lava lamp collection offer. I stopped doing drugs. This huge one is about 2 feet tall, and the other ones are about the size you see at Spencer's. I don't have to sell them, but I really don't want to pack them up. I also have an alien spaceship one.
Boy, we're trying
make an offer.
Get a lot of groups.
can we do a Miss Love connection?
Sure, Kelly.
Tattooed hottie at Wendy's drive-thru.
All right.
You were working the drive-thru window, payment window, and intercom.
Yes.
I thought you were the sexiest man I have ever seen working fast food. You had tattoos all over your arms and neck. OMG sexy. Oh, yes. Talk about Wendy's only serving fresh meat. LOL. You had the sweetest personality, and I'd love to really get to know you more. You forget there's Miss Love connections on Craigslist.
Yeah, but if you know where he works, why wouldn't you just
go back up?
Why would you post it online? Why wouldn't you go back?
Yeah, that's just plain
stupid.
That's
what I would do. Lazy.
Yeah, that's just being lazy.
Yeah.
You're hoping he's going to check it. You got one more, Al?
Sure. And I kind of like this. Nothing says Happy Valentine's Day like a singing Valentine. For $50, one of our barbershop quartets will sing two love songs, deliver a long-stem red rose, a small box of chocolates, and a card to that special someone. Aww. Order online at prideofmobile.com. So I'm guessing Roll Tide is in order.
Oh, they're so sweet.
Oh, available, they look nice.
Available today from 8 to 8.
On Kid TV. They're sweet, man.
Isn't that cool?
Two love songs right there.
And 1 second from the left on Kid TV looks a little bit like white cheddar.
Yeah, white cheddar shaved.
Yeah, yeah. A little
everything.
Bit like white cheddar.
Yeah. I see it.
That's, you know, at first I was like, that's corny, but that'd be very sweet.
It would be sweet. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And tomorrow, don't forget your side piece, fellas.
A side piece was Monday, apparently.
Oh, side piece the day before?
You missed it. It's the day before.
Oh, my gosh. A side piece was the day after.
I saw people celebrating all over the place on Facebook, which is not very smart.
I would think side piece would be the day after.
Oh, me too.
You can get the discount.
That's what I would think, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think you can celebrate your side piece any day you want.
You just sandwich it in between Valentine's Day.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Your special Valentine's Day edition of the show.
Yep.
Don't forget to get your loved ones their Valentine's Day present or call them and sing to them, which is very romantic.
Thanks, Alan. Yeah. Hello, I'm Alan. Yeah. Oh, he didn't call me.
He nailed it.
He didn't call me.
Man. Hello, I'm Alan.
Stud. What a stud.
Well, I thought it was an emergency because he never calls during the show, but he was going to sing it in my voicemail. But again, I ruin everything by picking up.
Hey, is he going to call back and put it on the voicemail or is that...
I don't know.
He called
hopefully
and
he
sang
does.
To Kelly in her ear hole.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
I
he
let
did.
Him sing. He sang the whole thing.
I just called to say I love you.
Stud. Can't make fun of it. We've all sang. Have you ever sang to your girl on the phone? Of course.
I'm sure I have at some point.
It's all good. We're not going to make fun because that's stud level right there.
Yeah.
Not on stud level is Nick Vile, though, from The Bachelor. Here's Caroline Craddock to recap the show from last night.
Good morning.
Hi.
Are you still off the Nick bandwagon?
Oh, yeah. After last night, even
we're
more.
We're done.
Because you were on it for just a hot second,
For a hot second. I'm trying really hard because I'm so invested in this show and all their seasons that I've spent my time watching. I wanted to like him, but you know what? I was really rooting for Ben Higgins, and I wish that I could feel the same way about Nick. But I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Ben the farmer?
No. Ben's the dark-haired guy.
Ben's
that was
one
on
like
that
the Brady Bunch kid.
Oh, yeah. Peter. He looked like Peter.
So
Brady.
Cute. That's like my type.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was a cool guy. I mean, he cried a lot, but not as much as Nick.
But it was sweet when he cried. Nick is like a baby.
I haven't watched any of this season.
It's pretty good. Corinne,
I watched the first few minutes of the first episode. I'm like, I can't. It seems so like staged.
But it's still entertaining to hear Caroline's Bachelor recaps, whether you watch the show or not.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Aunt Kelly. That is so sweet.
You're welcome.
Thank goodness Corinne's still on.
That's so nice. Oh, okay.
I don't know if I can take this.
All right. I love when Aunt Kelly gets engaged. It's my favorite. It's my favorite Aunt Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay, so much happened last night, guys. Okay, so before the show even started, the news was flying around that Rachel was going to be the new Bachelorette. So that immediately spoils the show for us.
Yeah.
And let me just say, Facebook fans on my page, I did not ruin the surprise for you. The internet ruined the surprise for you.
Right.
So I don't appreciate the comments saying that I am spoiled the Bachelor.
No, you didn't.
Blame Al Gore. Because he started the internet.
Okay, blame Al Gore. Don't blame me. So, okay, anyway. So we left off where they're in St. Thomas and they're all upset because Nick doesn't think he's going to find love, blah, blah, blah. So it's like that cliffhanger of, is he going to continue his journey or
he's
not?
Crying, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah. So of course he does. So he picks, they go to Bimini.
Some tiny island we've never heard of.
Bimini.
Yeah, in the Bahamas.
Nick takes Vanessa on a one-on-one. And she's the one that's like, out the gate, best pick.
I thought they were jamming.
Yeah.
They are. But do you know what I found out yesterday?
What?
So she's a special needs teacher in Canada, and like too good to be true.
Speaks three languages.
Yeah, she has an IMDb page. She's an actress.
Oh,
this
happens a lot. Heartbroken.
You know what? Actors and actresses need love too, and I'm about to sneeze.
Well, then tell us you're an actress. Don't say you're a special ed teacher.
That's the thing. Like, and she hasn't acted in a while, so you can say like, "Oh, at one point in my life, I tried acting, and now I'm a special needs teacher." Don't hide this from me. Okay.
How many years ago has it been since she did anything?
Like 3 years, not that long.
Okay, so maybe she's not an actress anymore. Maybe that was a path.
But she was
trying to get back in the biz.
Yeah.
So Vanessa really just tells Nick how she feels, and Nick can't say anything back, really.
Yeah.
If I'm lucky enough to feel love or say I love you in this world, that I only say it to one person. Never dated multiple women before. I've never grown relationships with multiple women before. And so I'm taking it slow. And I'm glad I am, because if I'm lucky enough to say I love you, I want to feel like, in a way, I'm saying it for the first time.
Okay.
What?
Here's
I don't know.
I
he mumbles.
I need subtitles, and I need one of those, you know, that game where you have the mouth guard that opens up your mouth, really? I think he would benefit from that. I think we could really understand him much better.
Because
I don't understand what he's trying to say.
They had this really good artist on the show last night. You know how you show up, and they're miraculously singing in this place, and you dance together. And he said the name of the artist, but he mumbled it so bad that I didn't understand.
I can't understand anything he says. So then he has another one-on-one date with Danielle, who's a neonatal nurse from Nashville. And that was the first one-on-one date he went on, was with her. And she seems great. And then it just fizzles right before our eyes. And they have the most awkward date ever.
Oh. So hometown's around the corner.
Yes.
Would we go back to Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm. What?
He's drunk.
Just north of Germantown?
I don't know. I was kind of thinking about taking you up north to my cabin.
You know what I heard?
Yeah, it's horrible, y'all.
I think he's drunk.
It's terrible.
Don't they coach him?
I don't know.
Kelly,
to be better?
I think
he is drunk.
Seriously, I think he's drunk. I'm around a lot of drunk people.
He's an alcoholic, maybe. A closet alcoholic?
Well, they just put you in these situations.
They're constantly drinking.
They're just constantly drinking. And then, okay, now we're going to turn the cameras on. And they've been drinking all afternoon.
Well, and he might be nervous, too. It's to calm his nerves.
But it's supposed to, the reason they ply them with alcohol is to get them to open up and talk. It does the opposite with him.
Well, you have to catch him in the window. Like, it's kind of like 2 to 3 drink Kelly. You got to catch Kelly in the window. If the window is passed, you're done.
Yeah.
Between the voice fry and Nick's mumbling, that was the weirdest date ever.
Yeah. So they go on, like, this was like during the day, and they go to dinner at night, and, you know, she, of course, tells him how she feels, and then he kicks her off right there. So, which he wasn't really supposed to do that, but he let
her
go.
Whatever. There's no rules anymore.
So, I kind of always go back to this feeling of, when I've been in love,
just kind of like...
Spoiler alert, he basically friend zones her.
Yeah, it's fine. It's whatever.
Yeah.
So then the group date is Corinne, Raven, and Christina. Christina's the Russian orphan that we now love. Yeah. And so he spends a whole date kind of doting to her because they like have this new relationship because she really opened up to him last week.
Yeah.
So they are like playing with sharks and doing some weird stuff. I don't even know. And so he just ends up like only paying attention to her.
This is the girl that ate the lipstick to survive.
Yes.
She has a story.
So, of course, Corinne, like, you know, is not having that and starts feeling really insecure. And so she's like stressing. So she decides she needs to take matters into her own hands.
Yeah. Are you saying what I think you're saying?
Yep. So she goes.
I met Svetlana.
She's trying to please.
I don't think this is a good idea.
Oh my God.
Very tempting, but I've learned that always best to wait in these instances.
What?
Mm-hmm.
They're in the bedroom, by the way.
Don't feel bad. It's fine.
Oh my God.
She tried to hook it up with him.
Oh my God! You're Nick Vile, who sleeps with anything, is turning me down.
Yeah, yeah. That's basically
yeah
what
she was humiliated. That's what I'm thinking. No, she was humiliated.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah. So she goes in there with her like 8-inch Christian Louboutin shoes that she can't even walk in, and she's like humiliated.
Oh my gosh.
But
Nick Vile turns you down, that does make you question everything.
Heck yeah.
That you thought you found hot about yourself.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's awful.
He turned her down flat out.
Yeah.
So,
it's like if Al turns you down, you know?
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day.
So Nick takes Rachel on a one-on-one date, and it goes really well, and she tells him that she's never brought a white guy home before.
Yeah.
Will I be similar to the guys you did before? Will I be different? Will they be like, oh, no, this makes sense? Or they be like, what?
Yes and no.
How so? Can you be more specific?
Okay. No, I've never brought home a white guy. I've dated white guys. I've never brought home a white guy.
Whoa.
Well, sometimes you got to get past a certain, you know, level of love to meet the parents. That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
And then you got to get...
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Another level past to bring home somebody that your parents might not be ready, you know, to see that situation. I'm just saying, if you know, you got to spring it on them. Make sure that y'all have a bond there first.
Right.
And she's really close with her daddy, so it looks like it's apparently it doesn't go very well with Nick.
Well, yeah.
Apparently, because now she's bachelorette.
Right.
So it's like he, you know, they're teasing us like, oh, I'm having this feeling. I need to kick this person off. I'm not going to put them through a rose ceremony. I need to go tell her. And it's all about Corinne freaking out. So we obviously think it's going to be Corinne. He comes in. Corinne is like going to have a mental breakdown, and he's like, where's Christina? I need to see Christina.
Oh.
And this is what went down.
This is not because I don't think you're amazing.
He's crying, by the way.
Balling.
I don't want you to think that I didn't see that.
You're letting me go.
I know.
Nicholas.
That's my bachelor.
I am happy to know that you are finding that.
She's the best.
You know what?
She's happy.
She doesn't realize. Thank you, God.
She dodged a bullet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen is she's going to go on Paradise and kill it.
Oh, why? Let, don't,
no,
go,
don't go on Paradise.
She will. I'm telling you. She'll go on Paradise and she'll
find a nice man and preserve your reputation.
Huh?
That's the one with the IMDb page?
No, that's the Russian orphan.
Okay.
Yeah.
They got rejected. She's been doubly rejected
Doubly.
Now.
This guy cried more on this episode than any bachelor combined.
Maybe he honestly respects her too much. Maybe he has that part of him is like, I'm such a bad person. I don't want to soil this girl.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe
maybe that's the one redeeming quality. He's like, I'm not going to taint this girl and go there with her. And I'm going to have to let her go now because she's too good for me.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You know?
And they did it again. No rose ceremony at the end because, you know, the bachelor doesn't want to hook us up at the end of the episodes.
So can I get a little kudos for predicting The Bachelorette like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. You did say it was going
to
be Rachel.
I would like to do my predictions.
Okay.
Top two are going to be Vanessa and Raven.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Vanessa's going to take it.
You think Vanessa wins?
Yep.
Does she have The Bachelor on her IMDb page yet?
Yeah.
Oh, she does?
Yep.
And Corinne is definitely on Paradise.
Corinne is totally on Paradise. 100%. If she can stay awake long enough.
Yeah, you can catch
her
on Paradise.
She doesn't want to win this. She knows there's more money to be made if she doesn't win the Bachelor's right. heart.
Yeah.
All right. Caroline threw down the predictions. There you are right there. She'll
go.
Be back next week to give us what happens for hometown.
We have hometown dates. We get to meet Raquel, Corinne's nanny.
Thank goodness.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.